What the fuck, man? I told Colin it was a 9:30 reservation. It's almost 10 o'clock. This guy is always late.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I'm so sorry. Work was... I ended up having to take my shirt off and be there later. It was a whole thing. But I'm here now, so what up?
Right on, man. Well, our table's almost ready, so let's go. Welcome to Mise en Place, the podcast about the service industry by the people who work in it for the people working it.
Thanks for joining us. You didn't fucking have to, but you did. This is Colin.
As always, this is Andrew, and this week we're going to be talking about why our industry is so short-staffed these days. But before we do that, man, how was your last shift?
My last shift was my first evening shift since we've reopened.
How was that? Especially, what did you work today?
I didn't work today, but it was my first time being a nighttime bartender in a very long time, and it was weird as hell, but a lot of fun.
Weird how?
I had to keep losing my shirt.
Oh, you were joking.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing that happens in my daily bartender life is I lose my shirt constantly. I ended up with tape over my nipples laying on the bar. I'm a full service bartender.
so it was a sexy shift, right on.
Oh, it was a sexy shift. How was your last shift?
Dude, honestly, it's Mother's Day. You know what I mean? And that's, it's a little rough for me. But we were I don't know if you know this. I recently got the head chef job at a local Italian restaurant.
That's amazing.
Right. That's fucking pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the kitchen manager job. I don't consider myself a chef, as we both know that. But everybody was like hyping it up. Like, oh, we're going to be so busy, so busy, so busy. I think at the end of the night, I sat down at the bar and had a fucking Blanton's neat. And I was like, hey, what do we do tonight as far as numbers? And they go, we only did 1,100. I was like, fucking 1,100 on Mother's Day? That's fucking stupid.
That's so stupid. Yeah.
Right, right. Right, right. Well, cheers, buddy. What are you drinking this week?
I'm drinking a vodka soda.
Vodka Soderberg?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well,
what are you drinking?
Don't match. I mean, Canadian Springs. I feel like I'm single-handedly keeping that company a fucking float.
I mean, probably it's you. It's only you.
Canadian Springs, if you're listening, please sponsor us.
Yeah, I will only drink that if you sponsor us.
Right, 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 right. Okay, so getting into this week's topic, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've definitely been feeling it in the back of the kitchen, and I'm not the only person who has. That every restaurant I know is so short staffed. They're offering front of house incentives and shit to get cooks to come in and whatnot. And I was thinking about it pretty much all this week. And honestly, I think it's either one, back of house people are wising up and realizing, oh hey, I got paid more on COVID, with the stimulus and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
Than I ever would working in a kitchen, or two, they're still just collecting unemployment and getting that guap. You know what I mean? I hadn't fucking figured it out, it sucks everywhere.
It's been so difficult to hire other people even for front of house here. And I've heard for people in Tennessee and in Nebraska, people aren't trying to work, which I understand. But also,
I get it.
I just also feel like I work in a position where I'm making a lot more money than I would be on unemployment. I just have to work. So it's a bummer to not find people that want to work.
Yeah.
But also front of house is way different than back of house.
100% is because we get paid out of the owner's pocket.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Your customers are your paycheck. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%.
I mean, because I know it's 213, 215 or some shit here for front of house. What is it in New York?
It's 12.
12? Holy shit. That's fucking nice.
It's,
I know some cooks who work for that fucking much.
Dude, but it's crazy because I look at all the people that I work with, and when it comes to the back of house, every single person has been hustling this entire time. When I look at the front of house, people are enjoying that unemployment. I was also involved in that. I pay into it. I want to enjoy that.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, your taxes fucking pay for it. Why not reap the benefits of it? You know what I mean?
Shit's not open. I'm going to fucking not work.
Right, yeah. I'm gonna sit around and do Blanket Port Chronicles all day and get paid for it. Like, why the fuck not?
Right.
Right. No, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of on the same tip, though, like, when COVID happened. Like, that was the closest to retirement I'm ever going to get. Like, my bank account steady had a comma in it for, like, 4 months.
Oh, it was so good.
I was paid.
It was so good, dude.
Right.
I mean,
you couldn't go anywhere, but shit.
I didn't care about going anywhere. I went to the live in the woods, and I was just like, done. That's it.
Right. Okay, so with cooks and front of house, like, realizing their worth coming out of COVID and whatnot, how do you feel about servers having, like, a service industry, like, union?
Oh, I'm very pro-union. I mean, my mother is,
same,
like, union. I am all about it, but it's a very difficult thing to put out there because people will see that and immediately just be like, I'm going to fire everyone. Because I don't know about Nebraska, but Nebraska is a right-to-work state, correct?
100%.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure New York is the same exact way. So the second they see that...
Because they don't like your shoes or some shit like that.
Yeah, they're just like, you can be fired for fucking anything.
Right.
So
they looked at me on by.
I'm 100% into unions. Like,
yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you think... Okay, so hypothetically speaking, if, like, service industry people, like, did unionize and whatnot, they can only fire so many people until their restaurant is no longer viable or able to stay afloat. So it's either, look, you pay your workers a livable wage, you give them the benefits that they need to survive. Because some of us, we have families and shit like that. We can't work one job and live off of the wages that these owners are paying us. You know what I mean? We shouldn't have to fucking break our backs two jobs, 80 hours a week to barely scrape by when these owners and shit are living.
They're living like kings. Like, they're, it's annoying because the fact that we should have health care. Like,
100%.
Why don't we? We're around the most germs of anyone. Well, I will say front of house more so than back of house, but back of house still has to deal with fucking germs. Like, we should have fucking health care. Like,
but guess what? The owner doesn't want to pay because he can't have two yachts or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know any owners that have a yacht, but oh my God, I can't make my shitty ex-wife's alimony payment for her Escalade if I give my workers insurance. It's bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit. And I work at a great place right now and they take care of us.
But Sam,
I still want health insurance.
Yeah, 100%. And that's not to say, like, I feel very taken care of or appreciated at the head chef job I have now. You know what I mean? Owner's super cool. He's very hands-on. Even today, like, we were gearing up to be busy for Mother's Day, and he's like, what do you need? And I was like, I need romaine chopped. Can you do that? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. Set up a cutting board out in the fucking dining room and just chop the fucking way. And I was
that's
like,
amazing.
At one point,
that's
I was
amazing.
Like, I was like, you are one of them.
I also have a great owner outside of me.
Right.
He tells me regularly that I should tell people that I'm a partial owner of the business, and I've been doing that because...
Really?
I'm a single man, so it works out well for me.
Hey, all right. So, but, proverbial cleaning up. Nice.
Yeah. Like, I gotta own the place. Like, I gotta live my goddamn life.
Yeah, but you have that... You are that person. You are very much that person. You know what I mean?
I am.
Right. That's that thespian side coming out. You know what I mean?
But that doesn't happen every place. Like, I've worked shitty jobs. I've worked good jobs. Mm-hmm. And since I've been in New York, I've been very fortunate to work mostly good jobs. The first couple of jobs I had were terrible. And then I worked at a restaurant that I ended up running. And then I work at the place I do now. And both of those last two places were great.
Right.
But fucking people are shitty, man.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Some owners are just worried about the bottom line. You know what I mean? We are gears or cogs in a system.
We're expendable people that they can.
I mean, yes, we are. Because, I mean, bartenders, cooks are a dime a dozen, but good bartenders and good cooks, those motherfuckers are hard to come by. You know what I mean? People who actually want to be there and actually enjoy their craft.
Yes, you know absolutely. I mean? Like, I only work with good cooks right now, and there's one dude who just switched to only daytime, which I'm only daytime, and the second he said that, I was like, fucking what? I got you? Let's go, man!
Right.
Like, that dude fucks it up in the tiniest kitchen I've ever seen, and I'm very excited about it.
Right. I mean, because as far as I'm concerned, I mean, on the topic of unions and shit like that, we are very much trade workers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, even fucking here in Nebraska, like, we have a pretty decent culinary program you could go to college for. You know what I fucking mean? I mean, I usually don't hire kids out of it because
at the community college, like, they're the fucking metro has a solid fucking culinary program.
Yep. It's honestly, I mean, it's not CIA or anything like that. It's not Le Cordon Bleu, but right. I mean, for regionally what it is and how accessible it is and how cheap it is, like, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I've met a decent amount of fucking cooks who've come out of that place. My buddy, actually, who's up in somewhere in New York City. He's at the CIA right now. He graduated from Metro, and he's killing it up there.
Okay, well, tell me where he's at, and I would like to visit him.
Yeah.
I'll
hit him up. Let's see here.
I understand. I mean, like, we're in fucking trade work. We're in for a very specific thing that people mm-hmm. don't want to do at their homes or can't do at their home.
Right. It's like, I mean, I've always subscribed to the idea of just like, yeah, you should learn how to fucking cook. Like, it's not hard. But some people just don't grasp it. But
it's, you know, what I mean? It's not hard to cook. But, like, sometimes you just don't want to cook a burger and you just want someone else to do it for you. Right. And
give me burger now.
I can cook a damn good burger. I can grill it. I'll most likely use my cast iron. But
smart move. My art effect for days.
Thank you. But sometimes I just want someone else to do it for me.
Right. It's like, I mean, I get it. Like, I can cook, but I know fuck all about electricity. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes, you could cook and it would come out shitty. Yes, I could probably fucking rewire some shit, but there's obviously going to be like a...
You're probably going to die from being like electrocuted.
Right. I know. I watched a YouTube video. I got this.
But it's still in that same like trade sense. Like, we're trained people
mm-hmm.
providing a service.
And we're classically trained. We didn't go to school for... At least you and I didn't. I know you didn't go to fucking bartender school.
No,
I don't even
fucking
know that's a
fucking, it is a thing. I would never go. Like,
it's a thing? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. It's bartending school is 100% a thing. It doesn't make sense. And I...
No way.
I love my oldest brother to death, but he went to bartending school. And I'm just like, why?
Does he still bartend?
No, he now DJs weddings and like does like stock exchanges. But
what's his DJ name?
I think it's just Aaron.
Real creative there, Aaron.
Yeah. Like, I would
Aaron
never.
Listening to a story.
I would never go to bartending school. I also would never, like, as we've spoke about before, I would never consider myself like a mixologist.
Ooh, right.
So no. Absolutely not.
So do you think that's because like you came up like through the ranks and like you've honed your craft to what it is like over the years, like being like classically trained?
I worked with a guy that like apprenticed under the guy that made the Cosmopolitan. Like, I've worked with
like that dude?
That fucking dude.
That's what's up.
Like, I know
not
how to
for
make
me,
drinks.
But that's dope.
But it's not just like fucking, I don't know, dude. Just
see, it's,
either
it's not
cook
hard,
or make
it's not
drinks.
Hard for, it's not hard for you.
No, it's not. I also do a lot less than anyone in a kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, because while I have thought about bartending, like I could probably never do it. I'm not a people person. You know what I mean? Like I have like two solid homies. Like I don't really fuck with anybody else outside of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how you like you, I feel like I'd have to put on a face every day.
I do.
And like be that person. Like I would never take my shirt off at work.
Oh, you know what I mean? I do if, constantly.
Strangers.
Like
I mean, that's why you're a bartender. Like front of house needs people like you. I get my shit done in the back. Back house needs people like me. We can meet up in the fucking middle after the shift and have a drink. You know what I mean?
I feel like you guys have a lot more of like ingredients, but now that I'm saying that, I don't feel that way because I have a lot more bottles, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I could probably just make it work.
I mean, as long as you know your flavor profiles and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like cucumber, lime, fucking margarita. You know what I mean? It's classic shit.
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
Why not? It's delicious. It's classic.
It's so delicious, but I work in a dive bar.
It's played out.
I work in a dive bar.
Oh, that's so nice. So shot beer here.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's
randomly I make some like fancy ass shit. I don't make mojitos, as we've spoke about before. No.
When was the last time you made a old fashioned with a cherry? Has someone requested it?
It was in Nebraska.
Fair enough.
But in Nebraska, that's what they are expecting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So does it matter? Okay, we're kind of getting off topic, but I have to fucking ask this.
That's fine.
Okay, is it the? Because Bing cherries and maraschino cherries are two different fucking things.
Oh, yes. They're two different things.
Right. I mean, that maraschino, it's like candied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Bing has a little more cherry.
The Bing is usually like, bitter, marinated in brandy.
That's what it is. I didn't know that.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, did you take any other notes about this week's episode, or are we just going off my shit?
We're just going off your shit, but like I want to discuss like the difference between cooks not wanting to work and bartenders not wanting to work, because
I feel like it's one of the same.
Well I feel like,
I mean, not wanting to work, I feel like it's universal, like getting paid to do nothing. That's kind of across the board, but
I mean, yes, it's great to get paid to do nothing, but if you love to do it, you should probably do it. And the fact that cooks are underpaid, bartenders are paid super
Know. A hand over fist, I know.
Super well. And the fact that, like, right now, we're trying to hire several people, and people don't want to work. And I work at a good place that I want people to come in and be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But are, like, anyone that works in the kitchen at my job, they've been working the whole time, like...
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, is your kitchen staff predominantly Hispanic?
Correct.
Oh, yeah that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
100%.
And I 100% see exactly why you would have to ask that question.
Yep.
Is they fucking get after it. They
They get fucking busy, I'm telling you, bro. Like
the barbacks that I've had that are Hispanic are the best barbacks I would ever have ever done.
Yep.
Like I just lost a dude because he found a job in the Bronx that he's being paid under the table, and it's such a bummer because I would show up to work, that guy would show up usually before me,
and
he would crush it constantly.
Yep.
I wouldn't have to ask him a single thing.
You just know that support is there.
That dude's going to take care of it. He's going to ask me questions. I'm going to tell him what's going on. That's it. That dude was amazing. And the same thing with all my kitchen staff. They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But finding people that want to serve or bartend is very difficult right now.
Okay, so do you think that has to do with, I mean, with being unemployed, like coming off of COVID and shit, like, oh, you're not going to be busy and I'm still getting fucking money. Like, like, why would I come to fucking work? Because servers, and I know front of house makes money hand over fucking fist. You know what I fucking mean? I used to tip out servers and shit at the end of the night. I'm like, fuck, you're walking away with like $500 tonight. That's a week's work of worth for me.
I think it's, yeah, definitely a situation of like unemployment and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's a lack of work ethic.
Yo, I get that 100%. Like, I get that.
I know that when things like turn around and we get back to 100%, I know a lot of people are going to be like expecting to have jobs already. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's going to be a huge, what's the word I'm looking for? Need. It's not the word I was looking for, but there's going to be a need for people who want to work or who need jobs in the industry because nobody fucking wants to work right now. But do you think the caliber of people that you're going to be hiring at that time are going to be like the actual people you want to hire?
I mean, so far, no, because the fact that I've hired, right. like, and I didn't specifically hire, but the people that I have like got in are garbage.
Garbage how?
Lazy?
Not on top of their shit? Do they not know their meats and shit like that? Like, oh, I need, like, this sells well. We should always be stocking this. Like, no, I don't need, like, 14 Stellas in my fucking cooler because right. I sell two a night kind of thing.
Well, so I'll break this down to the fact that, like, back of house, bar backs, I don't hire because they're always fucking fire. People that do hire them. Front of house.
But you're part owner. You can hire or fire anybody, right?
Yeah, I can, but
right.
No, when I look at like the fucking people we're bringing in, I'm just like,
B team.
Are you not a party person? Like, we're fucking making a business here. Like, come on, let's go.
So wait, so when you say like party business, is like you guys get fucked up the whole fucking shift or
no?
Okay.
No, we don't get fucked up the whole shift, but.
Because when I hear party, I'm like, booze.
No, if someone's coming in and they're like having their first time ever at my bar, I want to make sure that night is the most memorable night that they've ever had. Or afternoon, because I only work afternoons. So, like, we're bringing people that are mousy and just like, oh, hey, guys, what's up? You hanging out for a drink? Let's party.
Just not engaging whatsoever.
That's not.
Yo, what's up? You are here. We do X here. Let's fucking go.
That's the mentality. That's how it works. Like, 100%. That's how I make money. It's people that are just like, whoa, this fucking bar is crazy. Like, I'm just going to shove money in this random dude's pants constantly. That's how I make money.
Slut. No, so I get it.
When it comes to front of house, it's very hard to hire right now. Back of house, people are just excited to have jobs.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Like, okay, so speaking of like cooks being underpaid and shit like that, I recently, like I said, I got that new job. I found out one of the gals who I worked with at the last restaurant I worked with. And I was like, what's up, dude? Like, how's it going? She's like, I put in my 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, do you want a job? Like, I'll pay you more than they do here. And she was like, yeah, here's my number. Let me know what you're going to fucking pay me and I'll come work. So I did. I sat down with the owner. I was like, hey, I can pay you X. She came on and she's fucking killing it. Like, on top of her shit, on her meals. I pay her well. You know what I mean? Because happy cooks make happy food, which makes happy service.
100%. You know what I mean? 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I'm bringing on my boy, who I also worked with at the same restaurant with the other gal. He's coming on Tuesday. I'm paying him more than I am her. I'm still paying her a fucking very comfortable wage, but I'm paying him more because I know he's worth it and I know he's going to kill shit. You know what I mean? Like, when I sat down with the owner before I even had the fucking job or accepted the position, I was like, I want to pay these people this. I know they're worth it. I need to bring them on. And he was like, yeah, 100%.
Dude, I, first of all, love that you are taking so much ownership about what you're doing. it makes me so happy. Like, just hearing you as passionate as you are, like, it makes me excited. Like, fucking keep it up,
thank
man.
You, man.
Like,
yeah, no.
It's fucking hard right now, man, to find good people and to find, like, I don't know, just people that want to work.
No, don't get me wrong. Like you said, people want to fucking work. They just don't want to do it for dog shit wages. Right. And that's why I'm like, I'm going to fucking pay the people who work for me a fucking livable wage.
Yeah.
Because I know I do. I've been there. I've been in that position. I know what it's like to fucking work for $10, $50, $11 an hour. Fuck that. No, you work for me, you're going to get paid accordingly, so long as you do your work and you do your work well.
Well, I would love to work for you. I probably never will because I'm not going to move back to Nebraska.
Right.
But
yeah, right. I'll serve my own restaurant in New York City. You can work for an
house manager. That mentality, though, is fucking key in what we're doing. Like, mm-hmm. People 100%. Need to be on the same page. People need to want to work. People need to want to just go in. And it's hard. And a lot of people don't want to do that. So,
right. Like, you don't want to show up to work and be like, oh, fuck, I have to be here.
No.
Don't get me wrong. You shouldn't be, oh, my God, I have to work. That's no one does that. That's weird. If you're like, oh, my God, I get to fucking chop onions for 5 hours. But so long as you show up to work and you're like, yeah, like, work's cool. You know what I mean? I got no problem with it. You know,
you're well taken care of. You don't. Yeah. Or you're not mm-hmm. upset when you're walking in the door. Like, you need to 100%. Be happy and accepting of what you're doing. And I love mm-hmm. this industry, mm-hmm. but this industry is fucked.
Yeah. Like,
there's a lot of issues within the industry of just fucking substance abuse and people being underpaid. And mm-hmm. it's fucking difficult.
Mm-hmm. See, that's fucking, oh, man. I would very much like to do another episode like that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, yes, I mean, don't get me wrong, substance abuse does run rampant within this industry. Guilty of it, or was guilty of it.
Oh, I've been there. Like, I know it.
Okay, so I know people drink at work. That's fine. I personally don't do it while I'm on the fucking clock. But I walked into the walk-in the other day, and I was like, that's a Corona someone tried to hide kind of thing.
Oh.
And I was just like, you know what? Whatever. I don't care whose it was. Everybody was on top of their shit, getting their shit done.
I don't care about if someone wants to fucking drink on the job. I do not care. And right. the best
yeah,
advice. Yeah, because
you were saying last episode, you'll give your cook a pitcher of beer.
Oh, 100%. Because I know mm-hmm. they're never going to not. Fall off, like, they're gonna be solid the entire time.
Just
I mean,
coast the whole way.
The best bartender that I've worked with that gave me this advice, not the best bartender, but like, when I worked with him for the first time, he was like, mm-hmm. listen, I don't give a shit if you're fucking hammered. Do your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Do it,
it.
Well, don't stumble.
Do your job.
Yep.
That's it. I'm not saying I like recommend it, but if that's what you want to do and that's what your life is about, mm-hmm. fine. Do your job. Right. If that makes you happy, cool.
Do work. Do good. Get your money. Get out.
That's it.
Like, in and out. It's like a recon.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Get in. Get out.
Get
fucking
in. Get
move
out.
On.
I'm
Let's
out.
Go. Like, but I don't have that issue with the guys that I work with in the back of the house. I never have that issue with them.
It's because they know what's expected of them.
I know. And like, front of house is, I don't want to say, but
do it. Say it.
Ugh.
Do it. You won't.
I will. Front of house is itching my head right now. So, front of house is a lot of garbage people that, don't know how to handle their own liquor. So,
what? Get the fuck out of here. No way.
I mean, currently, no.
How do you work front of house and not handle your liquor?
Currently, I don't have that issue, but
right.
Most of the issues that I've had with, like, employees that I've had to manage are run a house that doesn't know.
Oh, so they just, oh, I'm front of the house, I can fuck off, there's liquor everywhere, I can drink as I please, and it'll be fucking fine, I'll still make money, kind of fucking thing.
Yeah, I used to, when I was managing, at the time, we didn't have a full liquor license, so we just had, like, beer and wine behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the bartenders would always, like, bring in, like, a secret bottle of tequila, which was great.
Sounds about right.
Loved it.
Sounds about right. Was it decent tequila? What kind of tequila was it?
It was Espolón. Like, good tequila. Like,
Blanco? Anejo?
Blanco.
Blanco is the way to go.
Yeah. And they would just pour shots behind the bar. Also, two very talented bartenders that never fucked anything up. Money, nothing. They were fucking crushing it. But when I was managing, I would just be like, I'd look around and be like, yo, I'm looking for a sexy lemonade. They would make me a sexy lemonade, which is just a fucking boozy ass lemonade. And then one day, the dude who was managing with me caught me doing that, and he also had a drinking problem, and that was a goddamn mistake.
Yeah.
I can handle my own. I'll count money all day. I will not fuck up anything.
Right. That's what calculators are for. I can read.
That's
why you're not like pirate ironing it. You know
no,
what I mean?
That's why I have fucking spreadsheets, man. Like, I have spreadsheets specifically for that.
Oh, shit. No, that's right. That's good. So, wait, Mr. Dude who had a drinking problem, do you still work with him?
No. No.
Because he had a drinking problem?
He got fired because he showed up to work one day high as fuck.
On?
Weed and also hammered.
Oh. Weed's so, fine.
Weed's...
Alcohol, I have no problem with. I know people on my staff right now smoke weed. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You're here? Cool. Whatever. But high and drunk, that's a bad mix. Was he like wobbling? Did he get like the spins and shit like that?
Okay, so this, I mean, it's a coincidence that it's Mother's Day right now. Because mm-hmm. 2 years ago on Mother's Day, this guy was so fucked up that he jumped from the top stairs into the main floor onto a pole and spun around it.
Like stripper style?
Yeah, like stripper style.
And, was it really sexy?
I mean, it was impressive. It wasn't sexy, right. But I watched it and I was like,
that's not bad. I'm not going to throw any money on you, but that's not bad.
I was like, that's a good move.
Right.
But like, you're managing a restaurant, so no.
Oh, shit.
Don't
that's
do
a bad
that.
Look.
So our exec chef came in and he was like, hey, is he okay? And I was like, dude, I don't fucking know. So he went and took a walk. The owner came in, told him to leave, and then I managed the restaurant for the night, which was fine. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, 6 months later, not drunk, did the same thing in retribution to him.
Mm. Were you, like, paying homage?
Yeah, I was paying homage. I was like, I'll try this out. Like, hopped
around
the
pole.
What'd
that be like?
It was hard. It was a difficult thing to do. So that guy got fired. They asked me at that point if I wanted to manage the restaurant, and I did not want to.
This isn't the no. Okay, so different restaurant. I thought you were talking about the fucking $1 million restaurant you were managing.
Oh, this is the $1 million restaurant.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought you said you managed that.
I did. I didn't at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did you just kind of like dude got fired and then you're like, oh, I'm an available candidate. Like, I can do that.
The dude got fired and I was like, I don't want that job. And then like 5 months later, they hired someone else. I didn't like that guy. He was terrible at his job. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
fuck it. Let's try it out.
And?
Then I managed it and then I stopped because no.
Because no? Just no?
Want to do that.
You don't want to manage or
no, I don't want to manage.
You just want to take your shirt off behind the bar and
that's all I want to do.
A people person.
That's it. I just want to be a dude that people like to see. That's
Look,
it.
It's just nips and tips, buddy. Let's go.
Nips and tips. Let's fucking go, man. It was it was a good spot, and I still I need to go visit there. I think I'm gonna do dinner there here in a week, but no.
Nice.
Not working there.
All right. Well, fuck, man. Have you been keeping a timer on where we're at?
Yeah, we got about another like 15 minutes.
15 minutes
to make it like a full episode.
I feel like our last one was pretty fucking decent, but
our last one was pretty short.
Yeah, it's because I was fucking wasted, and that's my bad.
Okay, well, like, just coming into talking about the fact that people don't want to work right now, and, I mean, I understand that,
mm-hmm.
but people are going to have jobs at some day, and I would like to talk about that. So, for the people that don't want to front of house bartend or serve right now, what are they going to do when we decide to fucking open fully?
Oh, hey, you actually have to do this work down kind of thing?
No, like, hey, you're looking for a job, and why would we hire you? Because we've been dealing with the shit, and you're not here.
Oh, so, yeah, I mean, who is honestly... Okay, so at that point, when you guys, like, fully open up, do you just take, like, fucking B-team and hope for the best, or you just kick them away and, like, wait for who is gonna be, like, actually, like, viable, like, willing to fucking work thing?
If I'm hiring, I'm gonna wait until what's viable and what's good.
As you should.
I don't know if I'll fucking... be... No, I... fucking just, like...
Yeah. It's coming, buddy. Like, you're gonna get there.
I know. But it's so goddamn annoying. I just want a good team. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But people are not wanting to work, which I can understand, until the fact that when they need to work and they're expecting jobs.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel.
It's like, you came crawling back now. Guess who needs a fucking job? Psych, you should have been here when it was fucking rough because we fucking needed you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, go get you a Mick job or some shit like that.
Dude, I literally, when I came back in November and I worked for like a month and a half, because I was in Tennessee forever,
mm-hmm.
like just like building shit. I came back and the reason why they needed me for 50 hours a week is because a gal that works for the company came there and caught COVID and they had to shut down completely.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I came back and they were like, Colin, work all the shifts. Done. This is your bar now. Like, done.
Yep. Is that okay? Is this the bar that you're like,
yeah.
bar owner?
Yeah.
And now that's what's up. You know why? Because you fucking did it. And you did it and you did it fucking well. And they respect you for it.
That's why I do it. Like, I love this mm-hmm. industry. I
100%.
I didn't realize how upset I was. Like, when we first like did a whole shutdown, that I miss social interaction. Like mm-hmm. my creativity just shut down and I was very depressed for a while,
mm-hmm.
but then I got back into it and I was like, whoa, this is why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love to see people. I
like back into the fold.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
So it like, all I'm saying is do your fucking job, and if you want to be a part of this job, fucking be a part of it.
Right. Look, man, it's like, if you can't stand the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen.
That's why I don't hang out in the kitchen. Because it's too hot.
God damn it. That was good. That was good.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Shit.
That's the best way to end this episode.
I was about to say, man, is there anything else you want to fucking plug before you get out of here?
Nothing else I want to plug. If you find me, you can find me on Twitch on Tuesdays. I don't know. Otherwise, I'm around. Blinkford Chronicles. Hit us up. That's it.
Very good. It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, G. Well, it's good seeing you as always. Always glad to record with you. I know you're up in NYC, and I haven't seen you in fucking years, but I can see you like video, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'll see you later.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. But before I sign off, I would like to give a huge shout out to Kovacs over at the Scribble Den here in Omaha, Nebraska, for mixing this episode. It couldn't have happened without him. With that being said, you can reach Kovacs at scribbleden@gmail.com. One last thing before I go, though. Colin.
Say something clever.
Something clever.
Perfect.